John Manley from the Irish News. John, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
I see the front page of your paper today homing in on Sammy Wilson with his colourful language. Sammy's never far away from an odd statement that gets him a headline. The Brit bashing. Some people have been complaining about him remarking on the Taoiseach being a Brit basher.
Yes, I suppose this is the latest occasion Sammy has rounded on the Taoiseach. It seems to be, you know, I suppose some would argue that when there's a dearth of reasonable arguments, he reaches for his book of insults, you know, and like variously throughout the year, he's referred to Leo Varadkar as a nutcase, you know, despicable, low and rotten. He even made, a thinly veiled reference to the Taoiseach's sexuality when he described him as daily introducing new legislation for beer labelling back in April. So I don't think we're entirely surprised by this, but this is not the sort of, you know, hurling insults around isn't what we need at this delicate time in our political situation.
Members of the unionist community would say, however, you need a strong voice, and Sammy Wilson is that voice.
Yes, at times, and at times Sammy certainly delivers what his constituency would regard as solid, rational arguments. But, you know, I don't know anybody, for example, if you look at our counterparts in the Republic, I can't identify anybody who would similarly, you know, be hurling insults across the border in such a manner. And, you know, Sammy complains that Leo Varadkar is harming North-South relations. Well, you know, really, what is Sammy doing with this sort of level of rhetoric?
Sammy has described the business lobby as the puppets of the Northern Ireland office. Is that a dangerous thing for him to do?
I think so. I think we're seeing an unprecedented fracture in relations here, Frank, between, you know, the business community and certainly the spokespeople and the leaders of the business community and the farming community and the DUP, who were, you know, for so long, you know, happy bedfellows for much of Stormont's existence over the last decade. The DUP actively courted the business community, identified itself as the party of business and the party of low regulation, but suddenly found themselves at odds with those people.
If, however, over the next week or so, we see a change in direction from Theresa May, and in particular a change in direction from the Conservatives, and if they have difficulty getting the deal through, and there is some form of wording that looks like as if it's been renegotiated or changes have been implemented, Sammy Wilson and his party could come out of this looking very strong.
Well, I'm not sure we'll see any substantive change in the withdrawal agreement. We may see something cosmetic that seeks to reassure unionists. But no, at the moment, I can't see this playing out in a scenario which gives the DUP the upper hand. Now, there are many different scenarios we could end up with. But I'm not sure where you're going with that one, Frank, that sees the DUP coming out on top. This, you know, the honeymoon that characterised the confidence and supply deal last year at the conference, you know, there was the DUP saw themselves as the stars. They were courting the British media, different things coming over to see how they operated. This year, it's a very... They gather on Saturday for their conference in the Crown Plaza Hotel in Belfast. And it's a very different atmosphere, I think. You know, there's a great deal of uncertainty in the leadership of the party, the backroom staff, and where they are going with Brexit. And I think this being at variance with the business community will play on their minds. Now, you know, Sammy's just, you know, he's dismissive of it at the moment, and I think the party's largely dismissive of it. But when they go home and they think about it a bit more, I imagine there will be deep concern.
You'd be amazed, however, at the media attention their party conference might get this weekend. They're going to have some incredibly big hitters speaking as special guests.
Yeah, Boris Johnson, I suppose, as far as the DUP is concerned. He's an A-lister Brexiteer, potentially the next Tory leader. He'll be there to what I imagine will be a morale-boosting speech, because that may not come from the leadership as is normal at party conferences. You know, they'll be, I suspect, while they will do their best to paper over the cracks, there'll be hesitancy in the leader's speech and the deputy leader's speech, because they're reflecting the uncertainty about the direction of the party, the direction of Brexit at the moment. Yeah, so Boris is coming over. I think he'll play to the gallery. He'll get a rousing reception, lots of, you know, backstabbing and different things. Whether that alters the substantive nature of the political situation, I'm not entirely sure. On Friday night, they hear from Philip Hammond, the Chancellor. He's a bit more pragmatic in his approach to the withdrawal deal. I think he'll get a frostier reception than Boris will. But perhaps, unlike Boris, he'll tell the DUP a few home truths.
How long can they go on actually refraining from supporting the Conservatives and reneging on voting with them? Because they embarrassed the Conservatives again last night, where the Tories had to accept some changes in policy without even allowing it to go to a vote.
They did, and well, yes, as you say, the government avoided the embarrassment of being defeated on the amendments votes by simply accepting the amendments. I'm not sure how long they were sort of indulging in a phony war, and in parallel to this process, you have the hard Brexiteers of the European Research Group seeking to undermine Theresa May, talking about the need, or the desire to get in the 48 letters. It'll trigger a leadership challenge or a vote of confidence. Now, that hasn't materialised. So I imagine there's a lot of bluster going on at the moment. And, I, you know, sooner or later, people have to sit down and to borrow a crude phrase, maybe from Mary Lou McDonald, they have to smell the coffee.
All right, John, thank you very much indeed. John Manley, writing, of course, in the Irish News. He's got that front page story, Wilson's Brit-bashing comments, in brackets, desperate. John Manley, the political correspondent with the Irish News.